Jesus was absolutely authoritative. Now, there was nothing arrogant about Jesus, nothing pushy about him. He did say on one occasion, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart." But meekness is not weakness. Meekness is a conscious decision not to be self-gratifying. So there's nothing pretentious about Jesus. He never made claims about himself that were not true. He wasn't a big talker, and he never acted in an ostentatious manner or as a show-off in any way. He never ever looked for people's approval, and yet he always rejoiced even in the praise of little children. Jesus was never a person who put on airs. And yet when he spoke, he had a power and an authority that people recognized as the truth. When he worked miracles, his miracles were never merely shows. They were always acts of compassion. Of course they were, but there was something more to his miracles. They were pointers to the great authority he had as one who came from God. And of course his greatest claim to authority is the claim to be able to forgive sins. He said that on one occasion to a man who was brought to him for healing, "Your sins are forgiven." People muttered about that. They said, "Who is this man to forgive sins?" But of course Jesus had the power to forgive sins, and to prove it, he healed the man. And we know that Jesus forgives our sins because he went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, and he's going to come again one day to judge us as our judge. So there's something about Jesus that was absolutely authoritative. But there was something else about Jesus that I want you to notice. He was a real friend. Now, Jesus was a very unique person, and one of the sides to the character of Jesus that needs to be stressed today is that when he becomes your savior, he also becomes your friend. Now, I think many of us need friends today. There's a lot of loneliness out there, and maybe you're one of those who may feel that you really don't have anybody that you can turn to or anybody that you can trust. Maybe you feel that nobody really likes you and people don't relate very well to you. But I want to tell you today that when you turn to Jesus Christ, he not only forgives your sins and becomes your savior, he becomes your friend. And even though no one else in all the world may care for you, Jesus cares for you. He becomes somebody who will stand by you, who is closer than a brother or a sister. And you will always have his individual attention. Everybody who comes to Jesus is better off for enjoying his friendship. And he is still the best friend to have today. He is faithful. He knows and understands what we go through. He understands our feelings and is able to give us inner strength that we do not have in and of ourselves. But I need to say this, that he is not a friend to everyone. He's not everybody's friend. Jesus doesn't offer his friendship to just anybody in a sort of an ad lib manner. No, no. Jesus offers his friendship to those who come to him as the Savior. But when he does become your Savior, he lifts you up to a level of friendship with you, to a level of fellowship with him, which is quite unique and which will be of great benefit to you and a great blessing to you. And so you need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ because of this unique aspect of his character. But let me conclude by saying that he was also a man of great love. You see, there was more than friendship. We can be friends with people, but not really be close to them. But in Christ, we find someone who's not only a friend, but someone who is so deeply committed to us because he truly loves us, not in a mere sentimental way, but in a real and a deep way. Here's a man who's able to touch a leper and to make him clean. He's able to eat with tax collectors. He's able to dandle children on his knee. This is a unique individual we're talking about. This is the real Son of God who became our Savior, became one of us, was born into this world, and lived here amongst us, and offers us his friendship once he becomes our Savior. "Greater love is no one than this," said Jesus, "that one lay down his life for his friends." And that's exactly what he did for us. I want to invite you to consider Jesus Christ today because of his unique character. He was a person who was utterly unique in every way, not least of it was his character. And I want to say to you today that if you will come to him and invite him to become your savior, he not only becomes your savior, but he becomes your friend as well. You need a savior, and maybe you need a friend. This is your moment to respond to the invitation that Jesus gave when he said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Ask him to become your Savior and your friend. Say to him, "Lord Jesus, here I am, in desperate need of you. Will you forgive my sins, become my Savior and my friend?" Do it now.